Chapter 11, Creature Sound. You would think with such a houseful, there'd be noise everywhere, and you know sometimes there is, completely filling the air. Creatures talking and screaming, another one singing, each one using his voice, your ears may be ringing. Creature talk is a fellow who feels most at home, with mouth constantly moving, even when he's alone. There really are times he has something to say, but mostly he just makes sounds all night and all day. It doesn't matter to him if his words make much sense, he just needs to keep talking, vocabulary immense. Creature talk has a brother, a little more stout. Because his mouth is bigger, he's called Creature Shout. And they have a sister, you'll know when she's there, because piercing loud sounds will fill up the air. She is called Creature Scream, and her voice is most shrill. Her sound could crack rock like a powerful drill. Shrill seems like forever, and Scream doesn't care, but her visits end quickly when she runs out of air. There are times when we mix up all the words we have read, scrambling together everything that's been said. Baby Hum comes along, and quickly, quite soon, we have a melody, a favorite tune. Baby Hum grows up, before very long, getting bigger in size to become Creature Song. In the shower or hall, she seems not to care where. There's movement and comfort because song is there. A most curious part of this noisiest group, an odd ingredient in our decibel soup, one that's easy to miss, not fully accepted. In fact, he is often just downright rejected. Maybe he scares those who make sounds all the time, but he brings to our picture a sense most sublime. We are talking, of course, of a special creature whose lack of a mouth is his outstanding feature. Silent is curious. He stops, looks, and listens, polishing his great brain till it gleams and glistens. There are plenty of times when he sits like a post, for wonderful quiet is what he loves most. Sound sings one note, then two, three notes with a chord. Silent waits patiently, having no vocal cord. Silence is nothing till you have sound. You can't have both together, but they're tightly bound. Together they play, each one taking a turn. Antiphonal voices from each other they learn. A time to rest silent, and then sound to hear, displacing each other, is music to our ear.